can praise him. We can praise him on up in this thing this morning. Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. Whoa, that's good news. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Hallelujah, somebody. He's worthy to be praised this morning. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press. Look at your neighbor and say, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your people, Lord God. We thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that is abiding within this place, Father God. We thank you for those who brought a spirit of praise with them on this morning. Lord God, we pray right now that you would just enter into our souls, into our minds, into our bodies, Father God, that all that we do, all that we say, Father God, will be pleasing in your sight. Lord God, if I'm too high, I ask that you would lower me. But Lord God, if I'm too low, Lord, lift me up and place me on the plane of existence on which you would have me to speak. Hide me behind your cross. Dip me down into the deep treasures of your word, Father God, that somebody might be helped on today. And most of all, Father God, that somebody might come running. What must I do to be saved? Lord God, if you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. If you don't move, we'll just stand still. So we just thank you, Father God, for this day. We thank you for your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 A few months ago, my brothers and sisters, I preached a sermon that was entitled Run to Win. That was entitled Run to Win. Some of you may remember that, but I want to talk about, amen, running for the prize this morning. Running for the prize. And in that, we are running to win. Amen. Amen. My brothers and sisters, this particular passage of scripture comes from the book of Philippians. Amen. Chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And this is none other than the Apostle Paul who is speaking right now. When we look at Brother Paul, when we look at his life and the fact that his name was Saul before he had an encounter with Jesus on the Damascus Road, before he was turned around, my brothers and sisters, this was a man who was, as we call him, a Pharisee, because he thought he had it all together. He was persecuting Christians. And I say all the time, but Paul, the one who persecuted the church, amen, at some point in his life after he was converted over, he's being persecuted by the church. Paul wrote 14 books of the Bible, the one who killed Christians. This man that we call Apostle Paul. And if we look at his life and look at the things that he did, even on last week, Brother Deion Savage preached a sermon on how to love, speaking the words that Paul spoke. Amen. And I believe that blessed all of our souls on last week. Amen. But running this race, my brothers and sisters, you're going to encounter different things. In this life, you're going to have victories. You're going to have defeats. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have understanding. You're going to have misunderstanding. Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, and he's encouraging the Christians at the church of Philippi to keep on keeping on. Amen. And focus on those things that are heavenly and not those things that are going on around us. See, my brothers and sisters, the problem with most of us is we struggle because we lack the ability to have tunnel vision when it comes to Christ. What we do is we allow everything on each side behind to distract us. Our focus has to be on Christ. Our focus, and Paul knew very well that his focus had to be on Christ and what Christ represented. Paul tells us in his writings that, you know, I could boast of being taken up into the heavens and seeing things that are so magnificent that I can't even tell you. I could brag about those things. But he said, instead, I boast about the afflictions and the things that I've gone through that have basically hindered me in some shape, form, or fashion. We know that Paul had a thorn in his flesh. And he went to God how many times? Went three times to ask God to remove the thorn from his flesh. Paul, again, my brothers and sisters, even though he had a thorn in his flesh, he had an issue. Anybody here have issues? I'm the only one? All right. Your pastor has issues. But the thing about God is when we, I really like what Paul wrote here to the Philippian church. He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul had to forget some things. So guess what? It's a battle of the mind. Paul had to fix his mind to follow Christ. Some of us can't follow Christ because we won't fix our mind on Christ-like things. Oh, we were hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, a while ago, but it hit home just right. But we focus on so many other things instead of Christ, instead of his movement, instead of his ways, instead of his commandments. We focus on all this other stuff. Paul had awesome things that happened. Paul said, you know what? I've been rich and I've been poor. I've been so full, it was just, oh, Lord. But you know what? I've been hungry. I've been free and I've been locked up. I was shipwrecked 3 times. But I never forsook my call that God placed in my life. The Bible says by the renewing of our minds, we got to renew our mind when we come to Christ, brothers and sisters. Amen? And that's the part of us. You know, your mind can take you places. Some of y'all not even here with us right now because you're thinking about something else. You know, and the littlest things can distract you. I've told y'all this before. I stopped sitting with my wife at church a long time ago. You know why? Because she distracts me. Not in a bad way, in a good way. Amen? Oh, some of y'all don't know what I'm all right. Y'all so holy, y'all don't want to be real this morning. But I quit sitting by Candy because I wasn't strong enough to sit by. I can sit by now all day long. We had church. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. But back in the day, I was, you know, so caught up in, oh, we still, I love you too. We write notes in church. But we have to focus on when we're in service, and I tell y'all, you know, we have to focus on what we're here for. And when you're struggling, anybody here struggle with sin? Thank y'all for being real this morning. And I'm so glad you came to rehab today. Amen. This is intensive. This is an intensive outpatient program. Amen. You come in here and you get what you need. You go out there and practice. If you mess up, come back Wednesday. We'll pray for you. We'll talk about it all over again. Then we'll go out, try again, come back Sunday, cry, do a... You know, and I tell y'all all the time, we should open up church. Darren, you should open us up every Sunday morning. Good morning, church. My name is Darren Franklin, and I'm a sinner. And we ought to say, hi, Darren. And then somebody else ought to pop up over here. Hey, I'm DQ, and I'm a sinner saved by grace. Because, you know, because people want to come to church and act like we don't have problems, like we don't have issues. But you know why we have But you know why we have so many problems? It's because, look at this, right? Brethren, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Let me read this from New Living Translation. It says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Now, the question is, what lies ahead in your life? Why y'all sitting there looking at me like I'm speaking Chinese this morning? What are you looking forward to? Huh? Some of y'all looking forward to, they got a promotion up, and I think I'm next in line. So some of it, that's all we're thinking about. You know, and then we want to come to church, you know, pimp God for a little bit. Lord, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. Lord, I'm here, and I'm doing Sunday. I'm doing everything I can do. Lord, I know I'm going to get this promotion because God said it in his word. That he'll never leave another statement. All I got to do is ask, and he'll move mountains. And come on, y'all. You know some folks do that? I like what Paul said here. Once again, no, dear brothers and sisters, I've not received. How can Paul say he's not achieved it yet? Paul has wrote 14 books in the Bible. He had an encounter with Jesus Christ himself. We call him the Apostle Paul. I really struggle with people calling themselves apostles. This is going out on the website, so if anybody got a problem, y'all hit me up. People call themselves apostles. Now, the only true apostles are those who have seen Jesus Christ. And folks come to me, I'm an apostle. Now, And you want to know why? You want to know why Paul was blind for 3 days? Because he actually saw the glory of Jesus Christ. He did see Christ. So we can call him the Apostle Paul. But all these. All right, I'm going to leave that alone. Y'all don't want to. Paul says, I have not achieved it yet. But you know what? The problem is with church folks is some of us act like we've arrived. You don't want to sit by a cup of the shacking. You used to do it too. Now you tell them what the word say about that. And you help them out with the issue. You don't want, we don't want them. And I want, you know what? If you got a problem, this is where you need to be. Amen. This is where you need to be. And if you have a problem with sin, church is where you need to be. If you can't see, you go to the optometrist, right? Well, can y'all believe I got that word right? If your big toe is hurt, you go to the foot doctor, the podiatrist. Got ingrown toenail, you don't go to the chiropractor. And my brother, and that's what we do. We go to the wrong places. Amen. We having spiritual problems. You know what? If you're a married couple, a lot of times the church is the last place you go with church people. You go read all these books and all of this stuff. But you know what? It's ordained by God. God put you together, right? But we go to all these other folk for, well, we won't go. We gonna go talk about it. Gonna pay this dude all this money, and all you gotta do is go to the word. Go to the man of God. Go to the preacher. Go to the pastor. He can't tell nobody. If he do, then that's not good. Amen? I don't know where that came from. It just did. I'm sorry. I tell you, I'm ADD. But I focus on this one thing. He focuses. Focus, focus, focus. Y'all, we have to be focused. What are you focused on this morning? Are you focused on your problems? Or are you focused on your solution? Christ is your solution for any problem. Turn it over to Jesus. Big Mama said, turn it over to Jesus and he'll work it out. Then he said, oh, yes, Jesus will work it out if you let him. Sister said, that problem that I had, I just couldn't seem to face. I prayed and I stopped worrying about it. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to the Lord and he worked it out. Paul turned everything over to Jesus and Jesus worked it out. Even him being shipwrecked, Jesus worked it out. In prison, Jesus worked it out. Thorn in his flesh, he said, my grace is sufficient enough for thee. But we have to trust him. This is a faith walk. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It makes no sense. Faith makes no sense at all. None. Jesus being born from a virgin makes no sense. So guess what? Y'all, what we believe in is crazy. But it's good. It works. There's no other way but through Jesus Christ. You better believe it. That's why Big Mama said, and we'll understand it better by and by. Some things we're never going to have an answer to. We get to heaven and say, Jesus, man, what was that? He goes, boy, y'all was doing some crazy stuff down there, but y'all had good intentions. Amen? This is not scripted today, y'all. I'm sorry. He says here that I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Some of us are going to miss out on tomorrow because you keep looking back on yesterday. They are out of your life. Let them go. Move forward. Amen? A lot of us are so focused on what used to be, and we can't even look at what can be. Well, when I came to this church, a group of preachers said, boy, don't go down there to Orange Chapel. Well, I tell you what, if you go, you better wear a pair of skates because they're going to roll you up out of there as quick as they roll you in there. Because that's what Orange Chapel does. If they don't like you, they're going to fire you. And they tried. No, not all of them. But there was a little issue. But they forgot, you know, this is a Baptist church and we vote on everything. I think the first Sunday I came, we doubled and we went from 5 to 10. So it was 50-50. If the 5 had voted against me, then the next Sunday 17 joined. So, you know, it's God. Don't get quiet like that's a scandal. I'm being honest with y'all this morning. But your focus has to be right. Amen? But he goes on to say, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the things of the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. We have to have something to look forward to in this race. Wouldn't it be awful to be running a race? Have any of you guys ever run track? When you run a track, there's a finish line, right? In this Christian race, my brothers and sisters, there is a finish line. All of this that we've endured, all these things that we've gone through in this life, my brothers, there is a finish line. But do we really want to get to the finish line? Or are we so concerned with the little water breaks in between? Have you ever seen those guys on the Tour de France when they're riding those bikes and then they get to the water stop? What do? They take the water, they keep moving. They receive the blessing, but they keep moving toward the. Woo! Thank you, Darren. That's where you're supposed to clap right there. Thank you, brother. But have you ever seen some of us are getting passed up? Some of us are getting left behind, my brothers and sisters, because we're stopping at the water stop. Whoo, I surely is tired. It's shade. You get stagnant and you stay. And guess what? There's victory on the other side. There's victory at the end. But we get so caught up on the sideline. We get so caught up in the water break. Any of y'all play football? What you do? You run over, you get you some water, DQ. Okay, coach, I'm ready. You get back in the game. That's the race. Amen? Okay. All right. Moving on. This is really where I want to hit home right here. And I'm done. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go home? I said, mm-hmm. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. New Living Translation says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly, did y'all see that? Heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. If you look at this whole book of Philippians chapter 3, and I want y'all to go back and read it because we don't have time to read the whole chapter. I almost read the whole chapter, and y'all probably would have really struggled with that, right? But if you go back and you read the whole chapter, you'll see that Paul gives us a spiritual biography of his past, his present, and his future. Write that down so when you read this tonight, Philippians chapter 3, you'll see the biography of his past, his present, and his future. And what Paul, when you look at Paul and you see what he wrote here, and this is really awesome writing. He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. And when he says the word count, in his past, my brothers and sisters, he's actually an accountant. Because he says, I count. So he's looking back over his life and he's seeing where the Lord has brought him from. Are y'all with me this morning? Do we have any accountants in the house today? In your past, you're looking at what God has done for you and what he's brought you through. But you know what? But you still got to keep moving. You still got to keep pressing toward the mark. Woo! Toward the prize. Oh, keep your eyes on the prize. Some of y'all, you saw that documentary, didn't you? Keep your eyes on the prize. And also, my brothers, the present, Paul. The right now Paul, when he's writing this to the church of Philippi, and then he goes on to say, I press toward the mark. So first he counts, so that means he's an accountant, and then in his present situation, he's an athlete. Because he says, I press. Anybody pressing today? Woo, some say, yes, Lord. Some of us, oh, but isn't it good when you have somebody to spot you? Y'all know what a spotter is. Well, when you're pressing, can I get some spotters? Come here, brother Darren. Come here. You look so good. They just stand up. Let everybody look. Come here, brother Ron. I press. See, Paul has some situations in his life. Come here, DQ. It gets even better right here because when you're lifting real heavy weight, Sometimes you got to have three spotters. Get behind. DQ, you're a weightlifter. You already know how this works. And I would lay down. Get on that side. You know how weight. You from Roxton. We didn't lift many weights. But you're laying on your back and you're pressing. And what these guys do, what do y'all do when I'm struggling with it, DQ? What you do?
Grab the bar and just
okay, but before you grab the bar, what are you telling me? Come on, man. Come on, you can do this. I press. He pressed himself, so he's here. And he's fighting with this. And people are against him on every side. They're throwing him in jail. He's getting... But he's still pressing forward. All you're pressing is my, you know, and if you're struggling with what you're going through, hallelujah, somebody, I'm like, well, this is it. We don't have to go any further than this morning. See, you got help, my brothers and sisters. If your burdens are heavy this morning, you got some help. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when you get in trouble, when you get in trouble, my brothers, you got some help. You got somebody. You press as hard as you can. These guys are going to encourage you. And guess what? When you can't push no more. DQ, what you do?
You put a hand on the help.
You pull it off of them. And you know, sometimes all you need, the best. One time I was spotting one of my buddies, and you know what? All I had to do was just tap it. Just to know you got somebody there. You ain't going to let me hurt myself. See, these guys going to protect me from hurting myself. And when you rolling with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, some things that'll crush everybody, you got some help. Woo! Y'all said, hey, boy, for I do a backflip. But in his past, he's an accountant, and in his present, he's an athlete. And then, look at this. As he moves forward and he looks into his future, he says here that he says, I look. Is that what it says? He says here that I press toward, but then he's seeing something, my brothers and sisters, that's afar off. Look at this. Verse 20 says, for our conversation, is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Did y'all see that? He says that we look for the Savior. And when he talks about his future, he says we look. Is anybody looking? We used to sing a song back at Baptist Hill. Sister Vicky, you say, I'm looking for my Jesus way out on the hill. Y'all remember that song? I'm looking. Looking for a home. And guess what? In our future, y'all know what? My brother says that we travel through this. We are aliens. See, he says that I'm an accountant, I'm an athlete, and I'm an alien because I'm looking for a home. And the home is across that finish line. Brethren, I count not myself. Come on, Tony. We finna finish this thing up. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Is there anybody this morning that wants to win this race? This race over hatred? This race over confusion, this race over poverty and misunderstanding, this race that we're in. This morning, my brothers and sisters, I need you to stop focusing on your problems and start to focus on your solution. There is a present help right here, right now. Man named Jesus. The Bible tells us, he says, if I be lifted up, then I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. And he has drawing power. Amen. But we have to focus on him. We allow so many things to get in the way of us following him. Bumping into folks, tripping over people, getting upset over this, getting mad over that. I'm leaving because of this and I'm leaving because of that. My brothers and sisters, if you focus on him, everything will be all right. Amen. Have you ever seen the Olympics and the guys at the end and they say, look, just focus on the finish line. And you can reach down and you can find something when you think you don't have anything left. When you come around that last curve, and that monkey jumps on your back. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Focus on what you plan on finishing. My dad raised us up and he said, son, you start like you plan on finishing. My suggestion to those of us who are in here today is, amen, let's start this thing off strong. Amen. Let's start this thing off believing. Let's start this faith race out with faith. He said he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's got it all covered. So many of us are focusing on the negative. It's time to move into the positive. We need to start pressing forward toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 9:24 tells us that, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. This is a faith race, not about works. I've said it is by faith, not about works, lest any man should boast. There's some folks that's going to work themselves to death, and they never accepted Jesus Christ, and they're going to bust hell wide open. But you know what I like about this, my brothers and sisters? It's about how you run the race. You run the race, amen, to finish and be on the other side with Jesus. Anybody want to go to heaven? And you know what's so awesome about when you run the race the way that it's supposed to be run? Watch this. I'm finna mess y'all up. Anybody seen the movie Forrest Gump? I remember Forrest took off. Forrest had so many problems. And he just. And then people began to join the cause. And all along the way, Forrest blessed people with different things. People came up with all kind of slogans. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember the smiley face when he got mud all over his face and he took the yellow shirt and he put the shirt over his face and it was yellow and had a smiley face on it. You can bless so many people in life if you'll just run the race and focus on Christ. Because no matter who you are, there's somebody that wants to follow you. So if you are following Christ, those that are following you, guess what? They're gonna cross the finish line too. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah this morning. I hope for y'all next week. I just want to help somebody this morning. Let's run the race and let's run the race right. Amen. Let's run the race like Reverend Savage told us last week. Let's run the race with love. Amen. Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Bible also tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's time to start loving, my brothers and sisters. And guess what? Along this race, you're going to encounter people and you can bless others. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. When the Lord's done, I'm done. I hope we helped somebody this morning. Jesus Christ, the man that I've been talking about, amen, today, the one that Paul knew personally, amen, because he had an encounter with him. And if some of you were honest with yourselves this morning, there was a time in your life where you were headed in the wrong direction and something happened and you gave your life. Something happened and he stirred up in your soul the fact that it's important to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. If you've never asked Jesus Christ into your life, today is a great day, amen, to be saved. Amen. Amen. Ask your neighbor, are you saved? Tell them to answer me.